Welcome to the Flash Entertainment Edition, where we dive into the latest and greatest in the world of entertainment. In today's episode, we have an exciting lineup that spans music, cinema, and the power of live performance to commemorate and celebrate. We'll be exploring the tradition and moving tributes of the National Memorial Day concert, the intense competition and emotional roller coaster of American Idol's Adele Knight, and the much-anticipated return to the dystopian world with Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. So get ready to be informed and entertained with in-depth coverage and insights. Let's get into it. For over three decades, the National Memorial Day concert has offered a moment of unity and reverence on a day of national significance. This year's broadcast promises an all-star lineup that pays tribute to the sacrifices of service members, veterans, and their families. With such a rich tradition behind it, Lester, can you share what makes this year's event particularly special?
Absolutely, Wendy. This year's concert, marking its 35th anniversary, promises to be a poignant event. Hosted by Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise, both of whom are passionately dedicated to veteran causes, it will air live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. The lineup includes diverse talents like Cynthia Erivo, Bryan Cranston, and country stars Gary LaVox and Jamie Johnson, along with Broadway luminaries Ruthie Ann Miles and Patina Miller, performing with the National Symphony Orchestra. A significant focus will be on sharing real-life stories of veterans to emphasize the personal costs of service.
That sounds like it will be both a moving and educational event. The concert's dedication to storytelling is particularly impactful.
Indeed, Wendy. For example, Bryan Cranston will lead a tribute to World War II veterans, focusing on John T. Jack Moran's experiences during the Battle of the Bulge. Similarly, B.D. Wong's tribute will highlight the generational legacy of military service and peace following loss, focusing on Vietnam veteran and Gold Star father Alan Ho. Gina Malone's segment will delve into more recent conflicts, sharing the inspiring journey of U.S. Marine Corps veteran Kirsty Ennis. This storytelling is a powerful way to bridge the gap between military and civilian worlds.
It's clear the concert aims to create a deeply emotional connection with its audience, highlighting the sacrifices made by our servicemen and women. Lester, thank you for sharing these insights. Switching gears to the hit competition show American Idol, where contestants face the challenging Adele Knight. Laura, this was a decisive moment in the season, wasn't it?
Absolutely, Wendy. Adele's songs are known for their emotional depth and technical complexity, making this theme night a significant challenge for the top seven contestants. Mentored by Ciara, the performers tackled one dance song and one Adele hit each, aiming to secure their spot in the top five. Sadly, Julia Gagnon and McKenna Faith Breinholt were the two talented contestants whose journey ended that night.
That must have been quite an emotional episode for both the contestants and viewers.
Indeed, it was. However, the night also showcased incredible talent, with Will Mosley, Jack Blocker, Abby Carter, Tristan Harper, and Emmy Russell advancing closer to the American Idol title. With the stakes continually rising, the competition is heating up, and we can expect even more breathtaking performances as the finale approaches.
Sounds like American Idol continues to be as exhilarating as ever. Thanks for the update, Laura. Now let's take a journey to the apocalypse with George Miller's latest installment in the Mad Max universe, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Sean, there's considerable excitement about this film. What can fans expect?
That's right, Wendy. Furiosa, set to premiere outside of competition at the Cannes Film Festival, is stirring excitement not just among Mad Max fans, but across the cinema world. George Miller's reputation for crafting visually stunning and narratively rich films sets high expectations. This installment dives deeper into the dystopian universe, potentially exploring the origins of key characters and expanding on themes of survival, tyranny, and redemption.
The balance between action and storytelling is a hallmark of Miller's films. How critical is this to Furiosa's success?
Critically important, Wendy. Miller's ability to combine high-octane action with meaningful human stories sets his work apart. With Furiosa, the anticipation is not just for the spectacular visuals and thrilling set pieces, but also for the film's commentary on environmental and societal issues. As we get closer to the premiere, the excitement continues to build for this cinematic experience.
It sounds like Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, will be a significant addition to the series. Thank you, Sean, for that insight. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we've journeyed from the solemn tributes of the National Memorial Day concert to the competitive stage of American Idol, and to the edge of our seats in anticipation for Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Each story underscores the powerful emotional connections and narratives within the entertainment world that continue to captivate and inspire us. Thank you for joining us for these intriguing stories. Remember, for your dose of knowledge and entertainment, on demand, The Flash is here. Until next time.